What's up, everyone? Welcome to Miss the Bus's Deadpool 2 review.
Deadpool. He's a pool when he's dead. Twice.
Nope. Getting
spoilers.
Way off the track already. I'm your host, Tyler McCaffrey. Wait,
what?
No, I'm not. Where is Tyler?
He's not here.
Do y'all know where he went?
Asleep, I think.
Okay. Because I was going to say, we sent out like a search party for him.
No. Try to find him. I think he's alive. He's just like probably sleeping.
No, he's got work tomorrow. So I'm your host today, Matt Austin. I'm going to take over for Tyler, see what happens. He's here in spirit, though, so we should be fine.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, we'll see. With me, we've got Bailey Pistardo, the...
Did you like that?
The Italian Stallion.
I'm going to keep
like
Tyler's
that.
Names for everybody.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes. So the Italian Stallion. Say something, Billy. Say something that's not silly.
First of all, you just said fucking Billy.
I know.
But, hey, that's all I got for you for right now.
That's all you've got.
I like it.
I don't know.
Give me anything else.
What do you want from me? All right. Hey, everybody. It's Bailey.
That's too heartfelt. We're moving on from you.
Okay.
Omar. Hope for a little bit more from Omar. Let's go. What you got?
Hey.
How you doing?
Fuck you. You literally did the same.
No, I've got a little bit more.
The Egyptian heartthrob.
Oh.
The Egyptian heartthrob.
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping me on point.
You're welcome.
Angelo. Hey.
Hey. That's all we got. Hey, and we got something silly.
If I wasn't like, first of all, my name isn't Billy. It's not Pistardo, it's Passero. But you know what? Let's just keep
these are all things that you come to expect, though.
I do. So I do expect it from everyone at this point. But hey, we are here to review Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2.
And let me just tell you, we're going to dive into it.
Well, y'all want to do initial reactions?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
we will. We will. And as I said, I'm Matt. I'm the Boy Wonder, I think.
The Boy Wonder.
Yeah, Boy Wonder.
I'm the Boy Wonder. But yeah, so we saw Deadpool 2 came out technically today, but we saw it yesterday.
Yeah, we saw it.
With the premiere, you know.
Yesterday at 7 on the dot.
Yesterday at 7. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, we'll go around the room, initial reactions. Omar, what'd you think?
Fuck.
Start with you, buddy.
Okay, no spoilers. Really liked it. The humor was good. I did have one problem, though, and it's why I didn't like it. I mean, I told you guys before we started recording why I didn't like it more than the first one. The villain. There wasn't really a villain.
There's not. There's not a set villain in this movie.
That's very true.
I loved everything about it. I mean, it was very emotional at certain parts. Obviously, you guys know what I'm talking about. The humor on point. All the characters. All the cool shit they did. All the references. I fucking loved so much, dude. I didn't expect a lot of it, honestly.
So they're not being a villain is what kind of.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing. Not being like, you know, not having a real villain. I love Cable. I thought he was really cool.
Did you go into it thinking that Cable was going to be the villain or
big time?
See, like, yeah, and if
I guess that could Cable, be kind of disorienting there.
Yeah. Right, because in the comics you find him like an anti-hero.
He's not necessarily
a villain, but he's not necessarily
right.
a hero,
no, no, I
which
know that.
In a sense is also how Deadpool is, so.
Exactly. And yeah, I guess I just from the trailer I expected them to take a different approach for Cable. So I was a little thrown off with that, and then I'll just stop right there because
we're gonna go into spoiler territory.
We'll get into it. Bailey, what did you think?
Okay, I actually was very genuinely surprised with how much I liked this movie because I unfortunately was not a huge fan of the first one. A lot of the jokes just didn't really stick with me, and it's not because I don't have a sense of humor. Because let me tell you, I'm pretty funny. But
are you?
All right, maybe not. I don't know. But either way, I thought this movie, the jokes, I think, stuck a lot more and I think flowed a lot better than they did in the first one. And I think everything that was wrong with the first movie, in my opinion, was pretty much fixed in this in the second one. I think they did it a lot better. Unfortunately, a lot of people I've listened to or read reviews of do not agree. They all think that the first movie is the better movie, which I get is a very, it's the first Deadpool movie that actually did really well. So I get why people have more of.
It's only
it is the
first.
It is the first Deadpool.
Well, first
Deadpool
well.
Sorry, I'm thinking of when he.
No, that's
in
fair.
X-Men.
No,
but it's the Deadpool movie that everyone expected and wanted. So I get why it has more of a following and why people praise that one more. But I personally like the second one more.
I agree with you on everything. On
Hold the fucking phone.
Every time I agree
I
with
want
this.
Everyone going to take this into account and save it in your memory. I don't know where you're going to save it to.
Their account is what you said.
It's a goofy edit this part out. I did not agree with
that. Save it into your account. We'll check it out later. Okay, so Bailey really likes it. Omar enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. No, I mean, I agree with her. I mean, all the improvements.
It definitely
I for sure noticed.
In my
opinion. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you know, like I said, the only thing was villain. That's it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed this movie, and I thought I wasn't gonna really like it that much. Yeah. As y'all know, I'm not the hugest fan of the original Deadpool.
Right.
I think it's good as a Deadpool movie. Deadpool's just not as much my thing as I think the people that the movie's aimed for. So that's fine. That's fair. But this movie I actually really connected with. I thought the humor was like y'all were saying, on point. The story drew me in a little bit more too than the first one. And I do kind of see the frustration with not having like a lead set villain, but in a way I kind of still, it didn't bother me as much as maybe I thought it would have, because it was a little bit refreshing. I think the story was so like condensed into like the smaller plot, smaller scaled plot. And so not having to deal with all that, I think still justice. I think it was fine.
Exactly. And I feel like in a way it made the fact that it didn't have a villain, it made it more relatable in a sense, to where you could get what the issues were in
Yeah, I see that. I think it just, my expectations kind of fucked me over.
Right, which I totally get that, because it's like you expect this big bad villain, especially since we ended up seeing Infinity War the night before. So with the coolest villain in the Marvel universe.
To literally no villain.
Goes from that to villain.
Oh, so, for sure.
And again, I think we all kind of expected some sort of villain. Mm-hmm. I don't think I personally was thinking that Cable was going to end up being this big bad villain, but they did definitely make it seem that way in the trailers, so I understand why other people would. Right.
So y'all did think the Cable was going to be like the villain of the movie?
No, I just said I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't think he was going to end up being, because I knew about Cable from the comics, so I know that he's an anti-hero. Either way, we can get into it whenever we get into spoiler territory, obviously.
Which is coming up.
But I get where Omo's coming from, because the trailers definitely make you believe that, like, you think Cable's gonna fuck Deadpool up. Like, so
fuck
bad.
Him up.
So, and in a sense, he does. So, either way, I mean, you get what you wanted in a sense, but at the same time, I feel like I related a lot more to this movie than I did to the first one.
And I mean, I really like Cable. Isn't he Cyclops' dad, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, his parents... Okay, so Cable's parents are Cyclops and a clone of Jean Grey.
Whoa, what the fuck
I actually
me sideways.
Didn't know
that. Yeah, that's in... I don't remember which comics... section that it's from, because there's just so many different ones that they go into, but that's why I was kind of confused, which again, this is more something we can do when we're doing spoilers, but him going back, God, I can't say anything.
You
want to
just get into it?
Yeah, because I'm so bad at not spoiling things when I'm not supposed to, so...
Let's get into it. We hit pretty much all these points.
We pretty much all enjoyed the movie. I think...
Yeah.
More, I think me and Matt obviously enjoyed it.
Well, I was going to say, this is good, because I think we all liked it, but we all have kind of like our little minor quarrels.
Yes,
that'll make for interesting conversation. Let's see what happens. Sure. All right, so we're going to kind of do it like our other reviews that we've done, where we kind of go through the plot. We're not just going to summarize it, but we're just going to kind of review it in that order so we make sure we hit on everything we want to talk about. And I would think it'd be interesting, because Bailey really came up with these plot points. And she worded them in very interesting, funny ways. So I think what's going to happen is I'm going to read what Bailey says for each of these as we get to them. And then Bailey's going to explain herself, and then we're going to review them.
Okay. We can
is
do
that
cool?
That's
all fine.
Right, let's do that. Because I just started looking at these, and I think it's pretty funny.
Okay.
All right, so we start the movie, and Bailey writes, starts with a Deadpool down on his luck.
The movie starts. You see Deadpool. They introduce him. He is... in like this rundown apartment, and he's kind of just like, well, here I am. And so you go, okay, well, what's going on with this? And that's when he shows like his Logan,
I was gonna say, we're in spoilers, you're fine.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure, double check. Like, everyone knows this is spoilers.
This is spoilers.
Okay.
And we'll put a timestamp on it, so we're fine. But cool, this is spoilers. What did y'all think of that? Were y'all offended, or did y'all?
I thought it was too soon. I couldn't handle seeing that. And I mean, because
Logan was what, about a year and a few months ago?
Yeah. So, I mean, okay, it's been granted a long time, but I loved Logan so much. That movie was perfect, in my opinion. So,
which you kind of expected from this movie to be.
Well, yeah, especially the way they were advertising it with like Hugh Jackman and stuff.
Yeah,
I
and
just
that's
feel like
the trailer literally puts from
it.
The studio that's
the
killed
thing.
Wolverine,
I mean,
right?
Exactly.
So.
And that's the thing. I love Logan, but just knowing Hugh Jackman Hugh Jackman's and Ryan Reynolds' relationship just made it that much funnier to me. So I don't know. I laughed so fucking hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought it was a perfect way to start the movie.
Exactly. So, like, the first scene you see is him, like, with this dead, it's like a literally a music box action figure type thing of Logan just, like, dead.
Impaled.
Yeah. With how he dies. And so that's what they show. And it's him just, like, playing it. And so Celine Dion's song.
Well, let's read what she said. Opening song is Celine Dion, which pairs wonderfully with the dead Logan action figure music box.
Okay, wow. I didn't think like
this
Matt
one's
was,
fine.
Okay, I didn't think Matt was gonna read everything, but I guess this is what y'all are gonna get for the rest of this episode. But yeah, I thought that this opening scene was pretty much exactly what you would expect from Deadpool. Like, you see him upset about something, you don't know what's really going on yet, but his wherever he is kind of just like messed up, and then you see they play like the Celine Dion song, which we've talked about in a previous podcast.
We did.
But they advertised it a lot with this. They were doing a lot of marketing with her, obviously. But I thought it was kind of really funny, actually.
It was.
It wasn't overdone, which I thought was really cool.
For sure. And it's kind of cool because it's a callback to the first movie in the sense that it starts in a part that's kind of like, I guess with the first movie was kind of midway through the movie and then it goes back. This was kind of like we catch up to it within the first like 15 minutes. But it was still cool to see that same type of storytelling redone here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where definitely. It starts off and he's like, okay, I got to take you back. What was it, like 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And then you see him basically taking out like big bads around.
Yeah, you just see him start slowly like killing off people and you're just like, I mean, you don't really think much of it just because it's Deadpool, but he's just randomly going around like the world.
What is his point of doing that again?
He was hired.
That's right.
He's a merc.
No, I think that has to do with the beginning we're talking about. Right, that has to do with like what happens later on with his girlfriend.
No, because all that happens before. Remember when he finishes off, when he jumps into a taxi dude's car and drives off, he ends up back at the apartment with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're getting a few little things. You're on track, but the beginning, I think it's just Deadpool being Deadpool is what you're supposed to think of the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, because he says he's international now and his name's out there. And I think a lot of people just hired him for certain things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, you know. Sure. Okay. So anyway, he gets in the taxi, he goes home. We get a little bit of his relationship with his girlfriend. And then what happens?
Are you going to make me say it?
I'm going to make you say it.
Okay, so I put he goes on a killing spree around the world to avenge his girlfriend.
Okay, I was going to make you say what happened because you didn't put a note for this one. But this is kind of like the movie because this is still within the first like 10, 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And it kind of starts off with like this emotional kind of thing that I wasn't really expecting.
You see Deadpool not being Deadpool, which kind of in a way annoys me because I don't know. I guess it's sucky to say, but like you want Deadpool to be alone because he's more he's more Deadpool when he's with someone. It's just not the same anymore. Like he's not doing the same jokes. And again, you want people to be happy, obviously, but like this is a comic book character that you don't really have to worry about that with. So seeing him not being Deadpool, like he's wanting a family, wanting to be with someone. Mm-hmm. Like him and his girlfriend are talking about, which is great. They're talking about having a future, and she finally saying she gives him like this weird thing where she's like, "I took out my birth control for you," and he's like, "Cool. I thought this was like a little trinket that I get to wear or something."
So their whole "we're gonna start a family" thing, you didn't buy it, or you weren't as much on board with it.
I liked it in the sense of if it was in any other fucking movie, but like since it's in Deadpool, I don't know. You just don't really think of Deadpool in that way. Personally, that's just the way I get like he.
As like a father?
Like look at all the shit he does. And
no,
you're
I know.
Just like,
I know.
Oh, he's going to be like a good dad and that kid's going to have a really stable life.
I mean, that kind of really took me out of
the movie.
A mom
who used to be a stripper and Deadpool was a dad. Man. Like that, and it's the truth though. That's how it was. So realistically, coming from a woman's standpoint, as a child, that child's going to have a very weird upbringing, which is fine if it works for them. But I don't know. It's just realistically, I don't think. Not being realistic. Right. In the end, it didn't.
I was going to say, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because it didn't. And then we rolled into the title screen. And
exactly. And that's when they did all the things that they did in the first Deadpool.
Yeah, self-aware. Like, yeah.
I love that. I think that it's super clever.
Well, and that's the stuff that's like so Deadpool.
Oh,
that
yeah,
we need
yeah.
in these movies. But so anyway, then we get to Bailey's point where he goes around the world on a killing spree.
Yeah, he tried to avenge his dead girlfriend because she dies, obviously. So in the beginning, she actually, it was actually a really cool scene whenever all the, they were like having their moment with each other saying that they were going to have a kid, which is great. But then he hears something, obviously, at some point, and these people who are coming to kill him break into their apartment, and he just like wrecks shop. He like completely tears all of them up, and so you think everything's fine and dandy, but I'm pretty sure like at the, right before this happened, I turned to Matt and I was just like, all right, this is happening, like she's about to die. And he said something about a butter spreader or something. He's like, oh, I didn't have to use butter spreader.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't have to use the cream cheese spreader or something. And then like, so it's a funny little break, and then all of a sudden you see like one more person and he shoots the gun, and then you're like, all right, you know, she's dying. So she obviously ends up dying, and then he turns into this like maniac where he just like runs and jumps out of his window. It was kind of a really cool scene, actually. It's like in the rain, super dramatic, but
oh, yeah, it was
so cool. And he goes to find the person. He's like chasing down the guy who obviously tried to kill his wife, or not wife, girlfriend, my bad. They were going to be married.
Fiance.
Yeah, because he proposed to her right before all of this, too. Man, that's just a really fucked up.
Yeah.
That's like a really fucked up 10 minutes. But he goes and tracks down this guy, stops him, and then instead of killing him, just like hugs him, and then turns around and gets hit by a car.
It was kind of a, it was like a, it threw you off, because I think the whole, he's not really hugging him in the sense that
I think
he's got
tried to kill him. I think he,
I was going to say, Omar, what do you think of that? Because I think
I think
it was just his way of killing him. It's like it throws you off for a second. It's like, wait,
it is,
dead
but
dead?
Like, that's what I think you were supposed
because,
to be
I mean,
thrown
think
off.
About it.
Because you thought he was going to do something.
He fucking knocked him out the car. He tackled the fucking car.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I was expecting to be like a really gruesome death. I was like, oh, he's about to rip this man's face off or something. I don't know. Something intense. But instead, that he just like hugged him and then turned around and got hit by a car.
Yeah, and I thought it was cool that every time he died, in a sense, whatever, you know, he'd see her, and it'd be like a little moment, and then
it's like anytime he was near death, he pretty much would go into this like dreamland where he got to see her again, which was really sweet, and it made this movie a lot more deep than the first one.
Yeah,
so I think I like that a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, what do y'all think of that? This movie being. We have to call it a comedy, right?
Yeah.
Like, it is a comedy, but what do y'all 100%. Think about the emotional parts kind of spread into it? Do you think it works, or do you think it's, like, kind of misplaced? What do you think?
I think it works, because I think all the emotional shit in the first one, not that it didn't work, it felt a little bit forced.
It did.
To me.
That's what I thought, too.
This one, it kind of worked for it. I don't know. It flowed.
I think, in a way, they were trying to make it to where there was some type of redeeming thing for Deadpool.
I'm sorry,
in
what
a
the
sense.
Fuck were you about to say?
What is a
redeem?
Oh, I definitely have not been 100% sober.
That's okay.
That's all right.
So it gave Deadpool's character something to actually root for.
Oh, yeah,
more
exactly.
than him just being this. So, we love him, but he's an asshole.
Oh,
so this
yeah.
kind of was.
And, I don't know. It just makes you care more about his character in a sense. So it definitely does feel forced at times, but at the same time, I feel like it works. It just makes it more like you care more about this.
Oh yeah,
movie
for sure.
I agree.
One.
All right, so let's move along a little bit. So basically, this is when we catch up to where it was at the beginning of the movie, where he's sitting on top of the dynamite and tries to kill himself.
He
knows
he's
not going
to
kill himself.
Right.
We get that whole funny line that was at the beginning, actually, where he's saying like "fuck you, Wolverine."
Yeah,
like, you died.
He's like,
I can't
you
even
died,
die.
So I get to die, like kind of thing.
That was funny. But so anyway, then we Colossus comes back, Bailey Regan.
God, I hate that you keep making me.
That's
read
okay.
This.
You know what? Omar's gonna share in the glory of reading Bailey's funny notes. So you read this next one.
I
actually, this one's not even funny. This one's just plot. So maybe I'll read this one.
Okay.
And we'll let Omar go on the next one.
Okay.
All right. So Colossus comes to his aid and recruits him into the X-Men training program. So did y'all think that he was going to? I mean, I guess we thought the X-Men were going to be involved in some sense, like they were last.
I definitely
movie.
Knew Colossus was going to be involved
because he's essentially a Deadpool movie character now.
Exactly.
He was in the first one.
He was a lot more of a bigger part.
I was
going to
say
he
was, and
be.
I liked him a lot more in this one too.
I did too, actually. But yeah, he pretty much just like puts all of Deadpool's body parts in a bag and just like carries him down the stairs.
He's like dragging him.
He's just like talking to him and dragging him down the steps. And I'm just like, wow, this is really dark. But okay, I guess it works for Deadpool. So, but yeah, he pretty much just comes and gets Deadpool and brings him back to the X-Men like house.
Right.
And
what'd y'all think of actually getting to see that in this movie? Because
I loved it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And that one fucking moment when they opened the door.
They opened the door. It was great.
So that's when you see like the cameos. So they're always making jokes with the Deadpool movie about how the X-Men are never like shown in
right and anything. How they can't afford them and
they
stuff
can't
like
afford
that.
Them they're never shown, and then there's literally a scene where you see Deadpool like saying like, where is everyone,
right?
I don't understand why no one is ever here. And you just see, I think it's Beast just like close the door and it has all of First Class.
Yeah, dude, I thought that was so fucking cool.
I loved that.
I did too. I thought it was hilarious.
I didn't know if we were gonna get anything like that.
I didn't either. Our whole theater like cracked up laughing definitely whenever we saw that, but it was super funny. They had like Quicksilver and Cyclops and Beast and Jean. Was Jean in? I can't even remember.
There's a lot to see in like a second
but
half.
But it definitely was like really funny. I love that. And the and he's just rolling around in Xavier's
in his wheelchair.
That was perfect. But that's pretty much just when Colossus is like, you're better than this. Like, you, I know you've gone through so much and you've just lost someone you love, but this is what you need. So he was like, I guess this is what I need. Here I am. I'm an X-Men.
And it was great.
Yeah,
I liked
it worked out.
All right, and so what happened next, Omar?
They go to save Firechild.
Firechild.
Wow.
Who is Firechild?
Firechild.
Explain yourself. I don't know if I know the kid's name. What was his name?
I think it was Firefist? No.
Wade Wilson?
Wade is...
The kid's name was Wade, too?
That's Deadpool is Wade.
You're saying Wade Russell.
His name was Wade too?
I didn't get that.
I didn't know that either.
I feel like it wasn't.
But I'm saying his like mutant name.
What's that look? Jesus. Firefist.
Was Firefist. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just put Firechild because at the time when I was making this, I couldn't think of the name.
But the kid's actual name was Russell, right?
Yes, his name was Russell.
Okay, because they make jokes about that as they go on.
So they pretty much like do that thing where they're like, we have to go hurry up and save this kid. It's one of the mutants. He's like gone crazy or whatever.
And we get Deadpool in the practice jersey.
And he's got like the crop top like football jersey.
Very
on.
Funny.
And they kept referring to him as a trainee.
Yeah, it was really cool. I liked that whole scene.
Yeah, same.
It was great. And then we got the whole thing where when he ends up getting thrown into that window and there's the other kid and he signs the cereal box and it's
Hugh Jackman. Yeah, that was
really
great.
Really, really cool. So at this point, what's next, Bailey?
Oh my god.
Oh god. Hold on.
Read this next slide, please.
Well, I don't remember what I put. Hold on, let me look it up. Oh Jesus. I said in comes a freaking
Nope.
No. Okay, wrong part.
Next
Fire
part.
Baby and Deadpool go to jail.
So he went we have his actual name, but then we've got Fire Child. Now he's Fire Baby. I don't even know what to call him now. Should we call him Fire Baby for the rest of the
movie? So Fire Baby and Deadpool get arrested because Fire Baby, which I'm sorry.
I see Fire Boy on the list somewhere too.
Calm down. So Firefist, who is Russell, goes, he's trying to burn everything down because he's at this like terrible facility that like tortures mutants pretty much, but Deadpool's trying to reason with him, and instead of doing it the way the X-Men want, Deadpool's like, I'm just gonna fucking kill everyone. So he starts shooting at everybody, and then they put these like weird collars on them that make it to where the mutants can't have their abilities anymore. So
that was a cool I thought so too
because it made it to where like I didn't even think about it actually, but with Deadpool, like they put the collar on him and he immediately just gets cancer again, which I didn't even think about that.
The same here. I didn't realize that was gonna, I guess it just didn't cross my mind that that's what would happen when he loses his superpowers. He's essentially back to being Wade Wilson, who the last time we saw him just as himself.
It's because his powers are like healing or whatever.
Right, exactly.
So that's back to being himself. He's still got cancer.
Because I mean, in a sense, he still has cancer.
Right.
It's but just the, I guess the, yeah, at the rate he heals or whatever, that's kind of cool.
It is.
Right. So they all just try and stop Deadpool from being Deadpool, pretty much. But he's just like, no, I'm gonna kill everyone the way I've always killed everyone because they're torturing this child.
Deadpool's like immediately like attached to this kid, and I guess we would think that it's because of kind of one of the last conversations he has with his
and the whole time he's trying to figure out, you know, what she meant or what the phrase.
Oh
was,
yeah,
because
what is it that
heart.
She says you're not ready or your heart's not ready?
Your heart isn't in the right place. Yeah. Right. Okay.
So he's trying to figure that out, and he's like, you know what, this might be it.
This kid might be it.
So that's when he tries to save the kid, and then they both get locked up in their shock collars or whatever they are, and then they get brought to prison. And so they're sharing a cell, and that's when Deadpool is pretty much just like, I don't care about you, kid. Like, just let me die in peace. I want to just let this cancer consume me, pretty much, which is awful.
Yeah, he's just like giving up hope.
It's so sad.
Do you guys think he did because of where the kid decided to keep the pen.
I forgot about that. This kid's like, I have a shank, but it's like shoved up my ass. He doesn't say that.
Yeah, I forgot what he called it. It was a funny term, something pocket.
I can't remember what
it was. It was so fucking funny.
I couldn't stop laughing either. Whenever he was like, he went around on the other side of the sink.
Yeah.
And Deadpool's just sitting there like, oh, I can hear you digging it out. It was just so gross. But it was so funny. And he was like, we're going to be a team. We got to team up and like hit the biggest man in this prison. And that'll make it to where everyone fears us kind of thing. But so this is when you see them kind of doing their whole, we're going to make a relationship but not really make a relationship type of thing, which I feel like they have in a lot of movies. So you kind of expect it from a like father-son type of thing.
I was kind of scared going into this movie that the like the kid relationship with Deadpool was going to be sort of forced. But I think it ended up being okay.
No, I liked it.
From what I thought of it, it wasn't too forced. And I don't know, I guess because of everything we saw beforehand, it actually made sense for where he was at mentally to be, you know, like caring about this kid.
And
I just felt like it wasn't the main focus either. Like, if it was, I might have felt like it was forced. Right. But it was more about him trying to find out, you know, where his heart is, where it should be, and how he's going to, like, I guess,
It's like
cope with, you know, losing somebody he
loves. Because that's essentially what he's doing, right?
Right.
He's coping with losing his girlfriend.
Yeah.
What is her name?
We just keep it on girlfriend. Hold on. Give me one second.
I think it is Tess.
I feel like
or something like Tess, maybe Sess.
It's Vanessa.
Jess,
it's Vanessa.
Vess.
Yeah, Vanessa. There you go.
Sure, Vanessa.
We'll call her Vanessa.
Her name's Vanessa. So we keep calling her girlfriend.
It really wasn't Tess?
No, it's 100% Vanessa.
You probably called her Tess at some point.
Okay, but so I actually do want to read this part because it gets me excited. But the next part, so they're in jail, and then in comes a freaking jacked Josh Brolin.
Oh,
AKA.
Did you like the shot of Josh Brolin without where he's got no shirt on, but he's kind of got his
dude. Yeah. Okay, the way they designed his like robotic half of his body was like probably the coolest thing I've seen. Like, it's way cooler than, no offense, but Winter Soldier. Like,
and they referenced just, like, that in the movie.
They do.
They did. But the amount of Marvel and DC references in this movie are freaking amazing.
Seriously.
I love that so much. But his like whole design was so cool, and Josh Brolin, being I don't even know how old he is, but like
he looks
is freaking yacked.
He's in his 60s.
No.
Are you making up an age again?
Yep.
A lot for some reason. There's no way he's in his 60s. I would guess he's in his 50s.
He's 54 actually.
You're 100% making that
100%.
He's 50 years
he's 50,
old.
Yeah.
50 years old, off. But like, come on, dude, this dude is like insane.
Great
shit,
he looks great.
Insane, but
so,
yeah. So
when
you
y'all
see
hear him talk, do you hear Thanos?
Yes. Not at all.
You don't.
No.
I hear Thanos.
I
cannot separate his voice
really?
From Thanos now.
Wow.
And it's not even a bad thing. I'm fine.
Well,
with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing.
It doesn't
no,
take
was,
me out
I was
at
trying
all.
To.
Yeah.
I just couldn't
see
I don't know.
Almost everything the dude says. I hear Thanos, and I think it's really cool. So I'm
that's awesome.
I'm okay with it. But let's see what happens next, Bailey. After jacked Josh Brolin.
Well, that's when they introduce his character, kind of. Just like you don't really know why he's a part of this movie yet.
Well, because you
point.
Think that he's coming, even though we don't know why, you think he's coming to kill Deadpool.
Right. Like, you think it has
Deadpool
something to do with that. But it in turn, he comes from the future to. You see him, like, in this burned house. Like, you don't really know what's happening. He picks up, like, a burnt teddy bear for some reason. And then he comes into the future. Or he's from the future. He comes into the past. And he wants to kill someone. He's, like, shooting up. He's like wrecking shop actually on this whole jail, like killing everyone, and then blows up Deadpool's cell, and Deadpool's like, shit, that's my cell, like this is not good. So he's running thinking that whoever it is coming after him, and turns out he's coming to kill Fire Baby Child.
So we've got a lot of names for this kid now.
Firefist Russell, either way, he's coming to kill him. So Deadpool's like super confused by that, but he's coming from there. Cable wants to kill Fire Baby Child. Deadpool is like realizing at the time none of them have their powers at this point either. So Cable's like killing everyone and fucking everything up, but Deadpool can't really be Deadpool because he's like cancer filled. So, which is awful.
It
but it's just like you get to see exactly like what Cable can do at this point, which I think is super cool, because you see all his like futuristic gadgets too, which is so cool.
When the gun will just go on.
His gun's like magnetized to his back somehow. So cool. I super loved that. So
The design and everything for Cable just looks great.
Agreed.
So it's really cool. Let's see.
This is too when Deadpool is like, he pretty much just like, I don't want anything to do with this kid, and like pushes him off. And so he's like trying to realize where he stands with this, but he in the end like realizes, I need to protect this kid for some reason, because my dead girlfriend is like, you have a purpose and this is where your heart belongs.
And that's when
he
figured out.
And he realizes that, which is great. So I actually liked that with Deadpool. It made it to where he was like more humanized in a way.
Oh, for sure. And again, it's because like what we know of Deadpool is very much the opposite of that. So seeing in this movie him actually getting a chance to like shine as like a human character is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll jump to where, you know, he starts to assemble the X-Force.
Oh my god.
We get a lot of big laughs at this part.
It was so funny. Like, I didn't think I would think this part was that funny, because they showed pretty much everything in the trailer, or at least you thought they did, so...
They showed a couple more things in the trailer that weren't in the movie.
I think they did a really good job. I guess it kind of sucks if they cut stuff out, but the cool thing about the trailer is I feel like a lot of the jokes that you heard over and over again in the trailer, and if you heard in this movie, would have just been like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Like, they really changed up a lot of them.
Yeah,
they also put the jokes in, like, different scenes.
They did.
Which made it even
better.
Well,
they mixed up the Thanos joke.
I thought was awesome.
Right. So, it ended up being pretty cool. But anyway, so yeah, they assemble the X-Force. You see Terry Crews for a little bit.
You see Terry Crews. You see, like, there's Starfire or someone. I think that's one of the characters.
Starfire.
I don't think it's Starfire, but...
Not at all. Teen Titans Go!
Oh my god, it's somebody though.
Is it not Star anything? Wow,
it doesn't matter.
Awful.
It doesn't
either
matter.
Way, though,
we don't
know
all their names.
No, and obviously they don't end up mattering in the end. But we have that. What's his name? Peter is the name of the guy. There's that one scene where Deadpool assembles like this whole X-Force team, and then their whole goal is to go find the Fire Baby he's still in the gym. They're laughing at the fact that I say Fire Baby.
Thanks for letting us know.
But they go find him. They want to save him because he's still in the jail. He's still imprisoned, which Deadpool was able to be freed because him and Cable like fucking busted out and like rolled down a mountain pretty much.
Did.
So
Deadpool lost half his head during that.
He did lose half his head, which was
a big chunk of it.
Awful. That would look disgusting. I did not like that actually. But he assembles this whole X-Force team, and they have this whole part where they're about to jump out of a plane, and Peter, the character Peter says, or no, I think it's Domino says something, and then he goes, Peter, this isn't the time. And so for some reason that just was so funny to me, and he was like, don't worry Peter, I'll always listen to what you have to say. I thought that was so funny. He's like, I never let anything happen to you.
And what do they call the Vanisher?
Oh my god,
The Vanisher.
They have like the Vanisher, which you think it's this character you're just never gonna see.
So did y'all think that it was gonna end up being just nobody?
I thought it was gonna be nothing.
That they just had a backpack on thin
air. I definitely thought that.
I completely forgot about him until he died. Until he fucking gets zapped.
Well,
or whatever
it's funny too, because you're seeing them all kind of die, and then like
I completely forgot about him.
Well, it's funny because like in the beginning when they were like interviewing people for the X-Force, you see they make the whole Vanisher joke, which is really funny, and I'm just like, oh, this is just gonna be like a nothing character, like it's literally no one. And then he goes to jump out of the plane, and you just see this like invisible backpack like walking off a plane and then jumping off, and you're just like, what? So I didn't think it was gonna be anyone. And then as each member of the X-Force start dying off one by one.
You should have listened to him with the wind advisory.
Yeah,
exactly. They start dying off one by one. You see, like, Vanisher goes into one of the electrical wires, and then it ends up being Brad Pitt.
Which was crazy.
Was, like, the best cameo. I loved that so much.
Because we got a second of Brad Pitt's face. And, you know, that was enough.
Oh, I love that. Oh, and the funny thing is I read an interview. So Brad Pitt, apparently, when they asked him to do this last minute, And he didn't get paid at all for this. It took like 30 minutes to film, and they obviously were going to pay him something, but he was like, all I want is a like coffee, but I want Ryan to go get it for me. So he like made Ryan Reynolds go get him the coffee.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was his payment for that role in that movie.
And I bet you Ryan Reynolds was thrilled.
Oh, exactly. So I just thought that was super cool. Like a Brad Pitt. So good for him. I'm glad he was in the movie. Whenever I saw him, it just made me so happy. That just made the movie even better for me, honestly.
Yeah, it was very unexpected. So it was good. They did a good job of keeping stuff like that like tight-lipped and that we didn't have any idea it was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So what happens next, Bailey?
Oh, God. Where are we?
We're at Juggernaut
gets released.
So Juggernaut gets released to help Fireboy kill scientist Turtle Man.
I'm glad we're back to Fireboy, first off. And now we're on Science Turtle Man.
Okay, so Scientist Turtle Man comes from that terrible torture place that right. the Fireboy originated from. But Juggernaut is this...
Why is he Turtle Man?
Do you not think he looks like a turtle?
I guess slightly.
He kind of looked like a turtle to me, so whenever I was writing this... Wait, who? Head...
For Juggernaut?
No.
Dude in charge of the place where they were keeping Fire Baby Boy and all the other mutants.
I thought he looked more like a Geico.
A Geico? Yeah. Like a lizard?
I don't know.
Okay. It's technically in sort of the same family.
Yeah.
So. Lizards and turtles?
Well, they're like kind of both.
They're both, yeah. So they're not. We have confirmation they're not.
Whatever. That's either okay. way, though. So this is when Juggernaut gets introduced, which I thought it was super cool how they were like saying there was a giant thing just in the prison that everyone was terrified of, and you're just like, what mutant could this be? And I kind of in a way like thought it could possibly be Juggernaut, but I didn't think too much into it. But the fact that they introduced him and he was the reason like Fire Baby. God, I need to. All right.
No, we're sticking all right. with it.
No, I'm not sticking with this. This is awful. Russell. I thought there was a reason why Russell would need someone bigger to like help him take over the terrible like torture prison pretty right. much that they were in. But I just wasn't sure that it would be Juggernaut. So it was his like whole look was super cool.
I thought
it was amazing how he looked. And I don't know. I just thought it was really cool whenever they released him, how terrified everybody was of him.
Yeah. Sorry.
What was that?
I don't even know. Do you guys remember him from X-Men 3?
Of course. That's exactly what I'm referencing when I think of Juggernaut.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that Juggernaut.
Which one do you like better?
He was so underutilized in that movie, in my opinion. Like, he's a very cool character and could be used more.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
But that's the thing. Like, he could have been used so much more in that movie. I agree.
And now we got to see him.
And he's just, like, indestructible. So a character like that could be so much more of a villain. So seeing him be used more in this movie kind of made me happy in a sense.
For sure.
I just thought he was really cool. But so they made him, like, terrifying pretty much. And that's when he's released. And then Cable's like, fuck. We're all fucked now.
It's like, what do we do? Oh, man. All right. So then we get to this part was what was shown a lot in the trailers. The whole kind of like Cable, Deadpool, and Domino team up. Right. And it's, I don't know.
Well, we didn't even really get to talk too much about Domino yet, but Domino was introduced in this movie. And she was the only one from the X-Force that survived. And it's pretty much just like her whole superpower, obviously, is that she's lucky, which they make good jokes about it throughout like the whole movie that like luck isn't a superpower and it's not like cinematic in any way, but they pretty much prove that wrong, which is like the way they use
by
her
showing
powers,
some of the most like cinematic
very
things
right
in
which
the movie.
Way they use her powers was like really clever, and I thought that was a great thing that they did with this movie to where compared to the first one that they didn't really get to use anyone else's powers in a cool way.
No,
so
I for sure agree
I thought
with
that was like really used well with this, but they show like Domino, Cable, and Deadpool pretty much like, well, we can't stop them alone, so here we go.
I'll say this, I think this movie would have been like really fucking like, I would have liked it a lot more if in place of that doctor or whatever that was in charge of all the mutants, it was Ajax, like mixed in with the
how,
like everything
though?
Else. What do you mean,
how would it be Ajax?
No, I'm saying it would have been cool if they like if somehow he was involved.
Oh.
Yeah, like if it was him instead of
The doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant that they would like have the doctor and Ajax fused like fuck together.
What?
Okay. I'm done with this conversation.
How did you get that out of what he was saying? Jesus.
I'm not really sure. But I mean that would have been really cool actually. But I don't know. I feel like they did really well with the whole team up aspect of it in a Deadpool way.
Mm-hmm.
It's assumingly teasing the X-Force movie too.
Right, which sense. You even asked like if this movie was even going to lead to an X-Force.
Yeah, I wrote that before we saw the movie. So.
And now you know.
Well, that's why and I was confused when I saw that. I was like, of course this fucking leads to the X-Force team.
But you
like,
fucking replied on that note after you saw the movie.
I did.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah. But that's when they do their whole team up because they have to go stop. They realize that Russell, I'm not going to say Fire Baby.
Fire fuck.
They realize Russell, he is the reason why Cable's even in their time because Russell in the future goes and kills Cable's family pretty much. So they want to stop his thirst for blood.
I guess you could say that.
I guess in a sense. So before he can kill his first person, they need to stop him pretty much. So that's what they're teaming up to go do, which that's why he released the Juggernaut in the first place.
Yeah.
So they go to this terrible torture X-Men prison thing. To stop Russell from killing Turtle Man. I don't really remember his name.
All these fucking names.
I was going to say,
I'm so bad at this.
Yeah.
They work.
No, I feel like I need to get these people's actual names.
You know, the whole concept of what's going on here, too, is very, like, Looper-esque, too.
I actually completely see that, which I think is super cool, because it's just like someone coming from the future trying to stop something that happened in the past that ruins their whole life, which I think is super cool.
And it creates that whole like conflict. Like, is it right to go back? I mean, obviously, if you could go back in time and like kill somebody before they've actually done anything wrong to stop what they're going to do down the line. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I that's what I love so much more about this movie compared to the first one. It just makes it to where it has more of a story and more it has more meaning to the story.
Oh, yeah, and it asks way more like interesting questions than the first one did. Oh, yeah,
exactly.
So it was really cool. But yeah, basically that whole entire fight scene at the end is really cool.
Oh my god, I love that scene so much when you see Cable and Deadpool team up, and one of the coolest team ups.
For sure.
I wish part of me wishes they would have showed more of that though. They only showed part of that
fight. I agree,
fight.
But
it was for like a couple
but
seconds.
But if you see it in a way that it's kind of a tease for the X-Force, it just excites
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess in a way.
Because, I mean, you are going to see a lot of that in the X-Force.
I guess in a way, but at the same time, this is a Deadpool movie. So you want to see Deadpool fight with someone. Like, X-Force, you're going to see everyone fight together. But if I could just see Deadpool and Cable fuck shop up.
Fuck shop up. Well, there you have it. Take notes.
That's good. That's okay. We'll keep that in there.
Yeah.
I just want to see this more, in my opinion. I want to see it in this movie, though.
Okay.
I would have rathered it more.
Okay. And I guess, what do y'all think, as far as like the runtime of the movie, was there more time to where they could have had maybe a whole nother?
No.
So you think it works as like an under 2 hour movie?
I do. Yeah. I think if this was 2 hours or more, it would have been pointless. Not the whole movie.
Not pointless, Jesus.
We go from something you really like to just
pointless. Not the whole movie, but that's the whole problem with movies in general. They start running too long.
No, I agree with that.
They do.
There's different points in the story that don't even need to be added. So it just makes it to where it's running way too long. And there's too much stuff that doesn't even need to be involved in it. So I guess I'd rather it stay shorter. I am complaining a little bit, though, because I wish there was more fight scenes. I don't think there were enough in this movie.
Well, I guess we really didn't talk about the one that happened before they actually team up. Where they're the kind of like the whole chase scene where they're trying to like Cable's going after the kid.
In the prison?
No, not the prison.
About? No.
When they're driving and like
the
kid's in like the transit that they're moving.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's when that's when he's like ends up at the end of that fight, they end up releasing the Juggernaut. But
so there is a good bit of like fights and action scenes.
There's an okay amount.
Right. So you wanted more of them all teamed up?
Like, I wanted more just like one-on-one fights. Like how it was in the prison with Deadpool and Cable, and then how it was with Deadpool and Cable against everyone else in the end.
I
wish there was more fights with that, because I think that is so much cooler, and it shows way more of their fighting styles, which Deadpool has in general. I mean, his character, he mimics any fighting style, so he can pretty much do anything anyone else is doing.
I feel like they don't really touch on that much in the movies.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, so, that being his superpower, they don't really ever, like, talk about that.
I know, and I think that that's kind of wasted.
It's, like, wasted. Yeah,
exactly,
sure.
In this movie, and I think it could have been utilized a lot more, yeah. But I think what they did with Cable's, like, electronics, I guess you could say, like his arm and his
gadgets
gun,
and stuff were
his
really
gadgets
really
and everything. I feel like they were, that was utilized really well, so I appreciate that. But other than that, I wish there was a little more fighting, but the fighting that was in it was really cool, so I can't complain too much.
What do y'all think of Colossus ripping him in half?
Oh, Colossus!
Wait,
did
I'm
rip-
not Colossus.
Juggernaut.
Yeah.
He did. He ripped him in half, and then he grew his the bottom
what?
Half of his body. Oh.
That ended up
that
being
whole
one of
scene.
The funniest parts in the whole movie.
I love.
And then
that.
Who grabs him? He goes like, "You should use my arms or whatever."
Domino grabs him in it.
Oh yeah,
she's gonna carry him as a backpack.
Yeah.
She carries him as a backpack, and then they go back to Blind Al. And he's pretty much just like Deadpool, but then has like baby legs and a baby.
Oh god, I completely forgot about that.
I don't even
want
to say it, but he's pretty much got a
very
baby
weird,
dick,
very
so.
Weird.
So that's
that,
that's but... the scene when him and Cable fucking decide to team up
when he's got those baby legs
when he fucking walks up to him and shakes his hand.
Up. I was just waiting for him to finally stand up. I'm sure y'all were too.
It was
like,
it was so funny. TJ Miller's parts in that were hilarious.
I was about to say.
But actually, which we didn't even get to talk about, but the whole interrogation scene with Cable and TJ Miller, the best, that is by far the best TJ Miller scenes in both Deadpools.
Agreed.
Because it literally just shows TJ Miller, Cable's like, he's actually, that's when he's most Thanos-like, is when he's going and quoting it.
I thought
that was a quote from Marvel.
I thought
like,
so
t-
or I didn't
Infinity
think it was a
War.
Quote, but I that's the most when I was like, he sounds like, I can't like displace Thanos from being like Josh Brolin just is Thanos.
I got those vibes in that scene.
Because,
oh my god, yeah.
Well, the cool thing about that scene is I guess you don't even see Josh Brolin yet. You just hear him talking to TJ Miller, and so in your mind you could think,
yeah,
that's Thanos.
Yeah, well that's exactly what I thought whenever he was doing his long like this can't be this way, but it's going to have to be type Thanos speech. So he was doing that. And then TJ Miller is like, you're not going to get much out of me, but this is where exactly they are.
He's
and
so quick.
He like just gives up. He's like, I'm not one for pain. I will cave very easily. And it's just everything TJ Miller did in that scene, I just thought was done perfectly. So I thought, unfortunately, he wasn't in this movie as much as I wish he would have been, but he was very funny. I think he was funnier in this movie than he was in the first one.
Do y'all think it's possible that he got cut out of this movie?
Oh, 100%.
I think some parts did. Because
they definitely did reshoots.
It seems like it, at least.
And then, as far as what they said, is the reshoots were to add more scenes of Cable and Domino. So the movie's already kind of short. So are we to think that the movie was going to be, what, like an hour and 30 minutes and then they added to it? So probably not. It was probably about the same time
like,
and they replaced.
I don't think they would have taken much out, but I definitely think they tried to make it to where he wasn't as much of a prominent character, just with obviously all the stuff TJ Miller has been doing.
I agree, because I'm sure a lot of people would want to see more of him in those movies.
I was going to say, I think a lot of people like him in these movies.
Yeah.
I don't know about in the current state of kind of what he's been doing, but I mean,
well,
he was definitely a favorite in the first one.
Yeah.
And
it's
he's
more
awesome
just like on a company's like standpoint,
they
don't
want,
risk that kind of
liability.
Publicity.
Well,
right,
and then
liability.
What we already know about X-Force going into is that he's not even going to be in
exactly,
it,
which
so.
Is kind of disappointing because I think Weasel is a really funny character. I also think it's hilarious that his name is Weasel.
It is.
But I think TJ Miller is perfect for that type of character.
I agree.
He is. It's great.
Yeah.
I'll miss him. And that's the thing with X-Force. I'm very excited for it, but I think not having him in it's going to kind of hurt it, but we'll see. Anyway, we're pretty much at the end of this movie, which
what
did y'all think about, I mean, Deadpool's decision at the end where he's going to just die is 100% his decision. It's got nothing to do with the circumstances where, like, he has to die. You know what I mean? Like, he can just take the thing off.
Yeah,
did that bug you guys at all, or did you think for his character and what he's been through in this movie that it kind of made sense?
No, I don't know. I kind of liked it just because, I mean, he had a reason for it. It's not like he was just kind of like, fuck it, I'm, you know, tired of this shit or whatever. He wanted to be with his...
Right, yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. It was emotional, man.
Personally, I didn't believe it for a second. I think that it was more just like a joke, which I get is what this movie is pretty much about. But I kind of found it a little annoying just for the sense of we all know Deadpool's not going to die.
Well, that's what it was, because the humor in that scene worked. like where he keeps like looking into
almost
nothing,
dying.
Looking as like an actor looks when they die and he's not dead.
I literally put like Deadpool dies and then doesn't die.
like basically, I think all of that humor really did work. But yeah, the whole concept of it might have been like the thing that bugs me the most about the movie, just because I
really
don't think.
Well, like I said, I think it was cool that, you know, he had a reason for it because, you know, he wanted to be with her. But also, it kind of reminded me of Logan because, I mean, Logan also, in the actual movie named Logan, he wasn't really, he was just kind of tired of living.
Yeah.
You know, he just kind of had no drive anymore.
Right, and I guess, like you're saying, you could make the same connection with this because essentially he's even said that in other parts of the movies that, like, I guess he wants to die, he can't die.
Right, exactly.
So I guess it does make sense.
I don't know.
But I guess it's more the whole disconnect of just knowing that he's not going to die.
No, I get that.
We know there's more, at least one more movie coming.
I guess this just brings it back all the way to the beginning where I said it's kind of annoying that Deadpool's wanting to die in general because it's Deadpool.
Right. Like, he shouldn't be like this emotional guy.
He shouldn't be like so against he's against everything, but he shouldn't want to have to die because of someone. Like, that's not really who his character is.
No, I get
that,
I guess. So
that is the one thing that I think annoyed me the most with this movie. But we all knew he wasn't going to die. We all knew he was going to come back.
Yeah.
The whole sequence with him kind of, he's like saying his last words and looking off into the sunset. And then all of a sudden he's like, nope, I'm back. And then he says something else. It works really well. And it was really funny, but you just knew he wasn't going to end up dying. And then the fact that they made it to where Cable went back
and
like
saved him. Cable uses basically his last way of traveling through time again to save Deadpool.
And I mean, the reason he was saving that jump was for his wife and daughter, which I mean, once they found out what the reason was behind all of his bullshit, I definitely like Cable a lot more. I mean, yeah, he's really cool with, you know, everything, but you didn't really know why he was doing what he was doing.
I guess that's true, because just look, like, everybody knew they were going to like Cable because of how awesome he looked.
Right.
But I guess by this point in the movie, you actually really like his character.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
you grow to love him a lot more.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Him and Colossus. I'll tell you what, Colossus
stole
the show.
The fact that he says fuck at the end of the movie.
The fact he was...
I did not think he was going to say it.
Deadpool's like, just say fuck one time.
Please, yeah.
Just before I die, my last breath, and say fuck. And he goes... fuck, and he's like, you're gonna burn in hell.
Yeah. And then after that he said it again, I think maybe in the end credit scene or something, or
God, don't even start
poor
with the
Bailey.
End credit scenes.
What? Bailey, you'd think would be like a trained Marvel veteran by now, you know, you'd know like when
I
the movies
am.
End
she did not leave.
Oh, she I mean, she had to pee, so she knew there was gonna be an after credit scene.
But wait, so you saw
okay.
not seeing it
so time out. I had like two full water bottles in my system at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I can't do it. I got to go. I know this sucks. I know there's going to be an after credit scene, but I'll watch it later. So I'm waiting by the stairs. I walked down. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna hold it strong. I'm going to wait. Waited. Watched the first one, which is the more pointless one of the fucking three that they have. So I was like, okay, that was stupid. I don't know why I waited for this. Ran to the bathroom, came back, saw Matt's face, and he was like, dude.
I'm sorry, it was
you
three?
Don't know what you missed.
Oh, the third was the Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it works as basically it's two.
Yeah.
But the second one's got like three parts.
So you didn't see...
I didn't see the two.
Oh my God.
So the first one, let's just go through them because obviously it's a spoilers anyway.
Right?
So the first one is basically like... what's her name? Is fixing
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yes. So she's fixing the...
I love how I know her name, but I can't think of Fire fucking Boy.
The longest fucking name in all of it. So they fix the time travel thing, and then that scene just kind of ends. And that's why you were like, okay, it's safe to go pee.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that was dumb, but I'll go pee.
But then we get Deadpool actually going back to a few key scenes throughout the whole... X-Men timeline.
So fucking cool.
Really
dude.
Cool.
Well, that's the thing. He takes, I'm assuming, Cable's time traveling and goes back, does the whole Wolverine shit.
I lost it.
Which the fact
when
that I
killed,
missed that.
Yeah, when he fucking, oh God, it was so
Deadpool
fucking cool,
Origins.
Dude. Yeah, and then.
I can't believe I missed that.
And then as he just keeps shooting him, he's like, I'm just fixing the timeline.
Yeah.
And he just keeps shooting him. And then you get, what is it, Ryan Reynolds reading his script,
Green Lantern script. That's what y'all said, at least. Dude, I don't know, actually.
And he's just looking at it like it's this big break, and then he just like gets shot in the head.
Funny thing I was sitting at work all day, and I'm just searching online. Like, someone's got to have posted this somewhere from a shitty phone or something.
I was going to say, you'll get like a cam recording of it soon, I'm pretty sure.
Which is fine. I'll take it. Because the fact that I even missed that, a part of me almost wanted to stay and wait for the next showing to finish so I could just watch the end.
Oh, yeah.
Also, what you could do, you could use MoviePass, show up when you know it's about to end for another movie.
You're right.
Walk in there, look at it, leave.
You're right. Which, honestly, at this point, I probably should, because it's so disappointing that I missed something like that. I'm not happy about that at all.
We almost, like, shouldn't have told you what it was, although we wouldn't be able to talk about it now.
Right.
But we could have just been like, you have to go back and see that. Because I can just picture you just standing at the bottom of the stairs and being like, oh my
god. From Matt's face when I walked back, I was like, all right, I already know I just missed something incredible, which sucks. But yeah, so I think all in all, this movie was a lot better. I know Matt and I were going into this with like not high hopes at all, which maybe made it even better for us in a sense, but
yeah.
I ended up enjoying this movie a lot more than I thought I would.
Oh, for sure. All right, so we're going to do our reviews now, or like our actual rating of it now. So, Omar, what do you give it?
Initially,
1 to 10, because you know we mess with number scales. I think we've given stuff out of 100.
Sure.
Not us. Yeah. I think it's her.
Okay. I think it's just me. Yeah. I think it's only like 100% at one point. So
initially, I was gonna say 6.5.
Okay,
but after talking about it, a 7.
There you go.
A seven. I don't know. Yeah.
7. So you definitely prefer the first Deadpool. I think that's a key part to these ratings too. Do you think?
It's only because of the villain. That's it.
Okay.
The humor improves.
But you
liked
the villain that much more from the first one. Compared to just
the
like
fact
no
that there was
villain?
A villain. I mean, yeah.
That
I will say
so
the
much.
Villain in the first one, you hate his guts.
You do hate
you
him.
You hate his guts. He's like a complete
like,
asshole.
So in a way, you want to hate a villain.
That might be the only points I can give to the first movie over this one. So I get what
I mean,
you're saying.
I mean, that's it. Yeah, that's the only reason.
Do you not hate him, but also kind of like him? Just because it's
no
like
part of me
weird,
likes him.
But it's just like this weird, like, they both like to torture each other kind
right.
of thing. It was almost like at some point in like, the first one, I'm pretty sure he even says like, man, I kind of miss him. Like talking about Deadpool. It's like, yeah, I get that. I kind of like their relationship.
Him. But I think it's fine. I think that's what you're supposed to do. And
yeah,
it does give it points, but that wouldn't edge it over. Like I think the rest of this, well, we'll get to me. So,
okay.
I mean, yeah, a 7 out of 10. I rate the
7 out of 10.
I rate the first one a 7 out of 10 too.
Okay.
So, I mean,
so they're,
yeah,
neck and neck.
But
neck
if you had to pick, you'd pick
the first one.
I'd pick X Force.
Well, you
don't
have
seen
it yet.
Well, that's shit.
Wait on it.
Fuck me.
All right, Omar, 7 out of 10. Bailey, what do you give it?
Okay, well, I liked this movie, but I'm not gonna give it higher than 7.5 because I think it's a good superhero movie, but it's also just more of just a comic relief type of movie. Yeah. Like, it's not something I necessarily would even say you have to see in theaters. Like, I think it's something you could wait and see, like, in your comfort of your own home and, like, be able to enjoy and laugh with your friends. But it's not, like, this amazing, like, well-done movie. It's just something you can enjoy and have fun.
It is what it is.
And I super had fun with it. I thought it was hilarious. But I definitely, again, liked it better than the first one. Because the first one, I would give, like, a 6. I did not. Or a 5. Like, I did not enjoy it at all, really, when I think about it sometimes. But compared to this one, that's what I'm comparing it to. I didn't enjoy the first one, but I like this one so much more. The second one, they definitely fixed a lot of problems.
Nice.
I appreciate that.
So, 7.5.
7.5.
7.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's
mine,
I'm
too.
At. Really?
You copied mine.
No, I
guess
first,
I'm copying
yours. So there we go. Okay. Yeah.
No, I really did like this movie. Like I said before, it took me by surprise because I didn't think I was gonna like it at all. I didn't know what to think after when I saw Deadpool 1 originally. I didn't like it, and when we rewatched it last weekend, I really didn't like it. So going into this movie, my expectations were really low, and maybe that helped.
I think that did.
It's,
I think
the
going
bar
in
was
with
really
lower
low.
Expectations.
Yeah, and it definitely exceeded that. The movie made me laugh so much more than the first one did.
Oh yeah, I think it was more of the characters had, it wasn't just constantly trying to hit one-liners. It just actually had jokes that flowed well with the movie, which I thought worked way better than the first one. It was just constant, like, hit, hit, hit. We got to get these These small jokes.
The first movie almost felt like they had like, so much shit, they bitch. Had to
like
get
they had
in
to
there.
Get it in there.
Yeah. It felt like they were almost like saying stuff so fast. It was right. like they just had to have it in there. So this movie had more room to breathe, and I think that definitely like helped it.
Exactly. And I definitely think I thought the Marvel and DC jokes were gonna be overused for some
reason. They were
great.
I loved
it. But they worked perfectly. Yeah. Like the whole Martha bit that they used
she's
for
like,
DC.
She's like, where were you? And she's and he what does he go? He's like
I don't remember.
I just got back from fighting another caped here. We found out both our mother's names were
Martha or something, and it worked so well. It's just
a little shot at Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, it just there's so many jokes that actually landed way better than I thought they would. So,
do y'all think that the jokes in this movie will hold up for people watching it maybe in like 20 years?
Probably not.
Like, are they very relevant to like pop culture stuff at this set time?
I think it's people who have been connected with any type of superhero movie and have been involved with the MCU or DC universe in the past like 2 years. It's really what hits the most. Like, I think that's why we found the joke so funny, because we've been so involved with them.
Right.
But in 5 years, I feel like I would look back and be like, all right, that was it's funny.
I think they throw some stuff in there though that is meant to hold up. Like, even at the end of the movie where he's like, all right, so what do you take away from this besides going to like look up what dubstep is? Which I think dubstep maybe as a genre of music is like already kind of fading out.
Oh, yeah.
But in like 20 years, people watching this, that is literally what people are going to be doing. They're going to be like looking up what the fuck is dubstep?
Yeah, like that. I feel like that joke more would work in that sense.
Right.
Because right now I'm like, that joke's fucking lame. Yeah. Like it's one of the jokes that I don't even understand why they kept it going throughout the movie.
Right. But so I kind of thought that was like when I heard that line at the end, I was like, that's kind of cool. Because like you're saying, I don't really find it funny right now. But I think somebody watching this in like 20 years would be like, I am like looking up what dubstep is. So I really like that. Got a text from Tyler.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at the
boy.
So
he's okay.
He's alive, everyone.
He's going to tell us what he thought about Deadpool 2. So let's see. This is my first time reading it.
Jesus.
Tyler says, I enjoyed Deadpool 2 a lot. I've gone on record of not being a big fan of the first. The story didn't appeal to me, and the humor, even though they nail the Deadpool humor perfectly, never really hit with me personally. 2 was completely different for me. I enjoyed the story more than the bigger, more with the bigger cast of characters, and the humor hit more most of the time. Cable was my favorite part. 8.2 out of 10.
He gave it an
8.2 out of 10. So Tyler likes it the most.
I'm surprised he liked it more than us, because I did not think he would.
I thought Tyler was going to give it like a 7.5.
Yeah, I thought so too. But I think it's more just like Cable being so fucking cool makes him like it a little more, but. Yeah, I think we all can enjoy this movie for what it is, which is a stupid superhero movie.
Right. It works in that sense, and it was fun to just watch it.
Yeah.
I think it's probably,
I enjoyed it.
It's one of those movies where, like,
it's
rewatching it.
Flick.
Yeah, and rewatching it isn't going to, like, add much to it. It's probably, we'd probably rank it lower rewatching it.
If I keep rewatching it, I'm going to be like, all right, this is a little much. Right. But the first time I thought it was, I think it's funny enough.
Yeah.
So,
I had a lot of fun
wouldn't have needed
night.
To. Yeah.
I think this went pretty well.
Yeah.
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 So this was our Deadpool 2 review.
Wait, let's say one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was our Deadpool 2 review. We're going to do a lot of movie reviews like this. We hope you guys like the whole separate episode thing. I think it's a little more room to breathe for the review. And
honestly, it gives us more time to talk.
It does.
So we love that.
Because with the Quiet Place,
we're talkers.
Like, trying to get through it like
let's
crazy.
Let's get it. So,
but we appreciate you guys. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. We really appreciate that. You just hit the subscribe button. The episode drops into your phone every Sunday at 8 o'clock. This episode is going live on Saturday night, we're hoping.
Yeah.
So Tyler will be back on the episode that comes. Our producer's shaking his head like, I can't do that. He'll do it. He knows he has to. But yeah, Tyler will be back on our main episode that comes out this Sunday. And yeah, we hope you enjoyed it. We look forward to doing a lot of more movie reviews.
Hell
we're
going
to review so much, and y'all are going to love all of it. I'm kidding. I don't know if y'all will, but I'm jumping the gun.
We need to review something that we hate. We haven't really gotten
it. Oh, yeah, we should.
We
Rampage,
have real opinions.
Sort of.
We didn't hate Rampage.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of enjoyed it. I don't know.
We're
going
to pick a really bad movie.
We could always review a Thor.
All right, y'all stay tuned, because we're going to watch a really bad movie soon and review it.
Yeah.
And we want y'all to just hear that.
Ultron?
No. Ultron's not that bad.
Hey,
it's not.
Omar just went on record. But either way.
Whatever.
So, guys, I hope y'all enjoyed this. Matt hopes y'all enjoyed this. Omar hopes y'all enjoyed this.
Thanks
Tyler is probably asleep. I speak for everyone at this point.
Oh, wait. He texted. He hopes. He hopes you enjoyed this.
That's a fake text.
No, I didn't even unlock my phone. Hope y'all had fun. See y'all next time.
All right,
bye.
Guys.
Bye. I'm so sorry. I'm so drunk right now.